Captain Mike Yankowski is about a month into his new responsibilities as interim chief of the Lansing Police Department. Yankowski succeeded Chief Teresa Szymanski, who retired. Here's our next guest back on April 18th, the day he was named to his new position.
Excellence, character, respect, teamwork, compassion, and courage will define the Lansing Police Department. But we cannot keep this community safe without working with, for, and this community. Community engagement is paramount to policing. We will continue to work closely with our neighborhoods, businesses, and schools to build those strong partnerships to keep this city safe.
And Interim Chief Michael Yankowski joins us now on Current State. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark, for having me.
What's been the biggest adjustment for you since taking the chief's position?
Well, you know, it's certainly been an honor. I'm very humbled and honored that Mayor Bonnero had the confidence to put me in this position to lead one of the finest organizations in the country. The biggest challenge I think that we have found for me is the volume is very high, and I was very used to a high volume as a patrol division captain, but it's just a little bit different level. It's taken up to another notch.
Volume meaning what?
You know, the level of contacts, internal, external, community, the government side of the house, is that my ties to those individuals are a lot closer now. Mm-hmm. And I'm the final say-caper there, and there's no buffer there, so it's now me making those decisions rather than me going to the police chief.
Sure.
And saying, hey, this is my recommendation, or here's an issue we got to deal with.
Is it lonely at the top?
I wouldn't say it's lonely yet. You know, I know that as you keep going up higher in the ranks at times, that comment's made a lot of times. But, you know, we have so many tremendous, wonderful people that work for the Lansing Police Department, and I'm very blessed to have those underneath me.
You oversee how many people then as chief?
Right now we have about 195 sworn officers and an additional almost 40 civilians.
Okay. Very recently, there were a string of sexual assaults here in East Lansing on Michigan State's campus. The suspect apparently is still at large. Now, we realize this is not your jurisdiction, but it is so close. Does the Lansing Police Department get involved in these kinds of neighboring investigations? And if so, how exactly?
Well, we do work very closely with our law enforcement partners. Every week we hold what we call detective briefing meetings, a regional detective meeting that all players from all the agencies come together and we share information, we share crime trends, we share analysis of what we have going on in our jurisdictions and how can we help each other solve those crimes. So we've been already doing that on a weekly basis, but we're looking to expand that even further.
More than once a week?
Well, I think that one of the philosophies that I've really brought to the Lansing Police Department is really looking at a data-driven approach. And in doing that, using it more timely and accurate, we want to get on top of these issues as quickly as possible. And so if there is an issue in the city or in a surrounding jurisdiction, we want to get together in a more timely manner to put the resources together that we can help solve those issues more quicker.
Would that include more departments, more outlying departments than you've included in the past? Is that part of what you're saying?
Well, we've always worked very closely with the federal government, the state government, and local municipalities. And when we hold these meetings, we want to make sure that we have representatives there each and every week. So we just want to emphasize those partnerships. And as we meet on a weekly basis, sometimes you have to meet more frequent than that when those issues come up. And so the cooperation amongst all the local agencies here in the Tri-County area has been tremendous. We just want to strengthen that a little bit more.
Anything in particular to say about this person apparently responsible for these sexual assaults, though? I mean, what role would you play there? You're aware of it? Are you pursuing leads in the city of Lansing, for example?
Well, if we have information that we believe that we can be helpful, whether that's with a crime scene investigator, with a detective, with an undercover officer, we'll supply those resources to them. Anytime there's information that maybe a suspect or a witness is in the city of Lansing and they need some assistance, we would certainly help in that manner. So we have been in communication with East Lansing. As soon as they need any assistance here in the city of Lansing, we'll be there to help them.
I want to bring up the case involving Michael Lawrence and get an update on that. Earlier this month, you announced a department-wide policy review after this accused killer, Michael Lawrence, was released from Lansing police custody back in February. Now, a little background here. Last August, Lawrence had been charged with the murder of a 6-year-old girl up in Saginaw, but he came briefly into LPD custody this past February, but he was released. Saginaw authorities maintain he killed again in Saginaw last month, and at last check, I guess Michael Lawrence was still a fugitive. First, what have you learned about department procedures when Michael Lawrence was apprehended by LPD and then briefly held?
Well, this incident obviously is an unfortunate incident that certainly our hearts go out to the family of the victims. What we did learn in reviewing this case is that not only did the police officer, but the detention officers followed all our current protocols and policies that were put into place. But what we believe that we could do is we could strengthen our current policies and procedures, is that if somebody comes into our custody and they're being booked into our processes, that we would fingerprint them for furnishing false information or lying to the police officer about their current information.
And that was what got Michael Lawrence in trouble here in Lansing?
Correct. When he had contact with a police officer, he provided an improper name, a false name. The officer then went down to his patrol car and pulled up computer images. He pulled up our law enforcement network system that had the height and the weight and information that clearly he felt matched the description of the person he had. So the name that he provided the officer tried to verify that through a computer image, and he believed that he had properly identified that particular person as that person.
But the heart of the issue, as I understand it, please correct me if I'm wrong, but the protocol for a false identification is a 90-day misdemeanor, which does not require fingerprinting. So that is part of the reason that Michael Lawrence was not fingerprinted. Is that correct?
Yeah, our policy and procedures mirrored what the state statutes state, that if somebody is arrested for a 93-day misdemeanor or higher, that they need to have fingerprints done and submitted to the state and to the federal level. Since he was brought in as a city ordinance, he was written an appearance ticket. When he was processed, the fingerprint did not trigger an automatic fingerprint of his fingerprints. But what we have changed in that policy is that if somebody is being brought into our facilities and there's any question about the identity of that person, especially for furnishing false information, that they would be fingerprinted to kind of strengthen our current policy and procedure. So to us, it made common sense that if somebody has already lied to a police officer, let's be 100% certain on the identity of that person. Even though the state statute says you don't have to fingerprint them, we think it's a good idea that we're going to go ahead and implement that change.
And again, state statute indicates 93-day misdemeanors require a fingerprint, but now you've expanded that to 90-day misdemeanors as well.
We expanded it to anybody that's coming into our facilities or in the into the Lansing Police Department custody, that if we have any doubt on their identity, they will be fingerprinted. And if it's there for furnishing false information, they will be fingerprinted, yes.
You're still investigating? I mean, this guy's got ties to Lansing, apparently. After the August incident, after the April incident, the car of the victim was found here in Lansing, as I understand it. So this guy apparently has ties to the city, correct?
Yes. In mid-April, we were in contact with Saginaw Police Department and assisted them in trying to locate Michael Lawrence here in the city. We've been working closely with Saginaw Police Department and other law enforcement agencies in trying to locate Michael Lawrence. At this time, we have no information that he is currently in the city of Lansing, but again, we are working very closely with Saginaw and other agencies and providing any resources that we can to get him in custody and bring some justice to this case.
And again, getting back to the procedure when Lawrence was taken into custody, has there been any disciplinary action taken against the officers, or did you find that was not required?
Well, we reviewed the actions of the officers, and we applied to what our policies, procedures, and our protocols. And certainly, nobody feels worse, more so, than the Lansing Police Department and the officer that had contact with him. But this was something that the officer truly felt that he had the proper identification on this person, and he believed that this was actually the person that he had in custody. So when we reviewed all our actions of the officers that were involved, they didn't do anything that was in violation of our policies and procedures. We believe that our policies and procedures just need to be strengthened.
Need to talk a little bit about marijuana. How much legal marijuana do you think is grown in Lansing right now? How much illegal marijuana is grown in Lansing right now?
Well, you know, it's hard to put a figure on that. What we do here at the Lansing Police Department is we focus on our violent crime, and we put our resources to where we believe the most violent offenders are associated with those drug crimes. And when we have these investigations, sometimes they can be done very quickly, and sometimes they take a long period of time to get those investigations completed. But we're gonna dedicate our resources to the most violent offenders that are dealing or using drugs in the city of Lansing. So whether it's marijuana, whether it's heroin, cocaine, meth, amphetamines, we're gonna put our resources to deal with those issues first and foremost.
We have time for just one more question, but I've got to ask you about this. There was a recent incident based in Meridian Township where seven men were found guilty of federal marijuana crimes. Several of the attorneys call it a horrible miscarriage of justice. And a part of this story apparently involves the fact that these guys wanted to grow legal marijuana legally, and they actually consulted with the police department. Beforehand, they were nonetheless prosecuted. What do you make of the fact that an apparently open, transparent relationship with the police still resulted in sentences? This is an awful, confusing kind of situation. Does anything like this ever come up in Lansing?
Well, over the last several years now with the medical marijuana laws and statutes that have been changed and in court constantly to give us some guidelines, obviously there's still some confusion amongst the law enforcement community as to what's really being enforced and where are the laws and the statutes going to go with medical marijuana. But in Lansing, again, we focus on how does that result in violence and crime, violent crime in the city of Lansing, and that's where we're going to take our resources to and make sure that we enforce those laws that are providing violent crime in the city of Lansing.
But are you aware of anyone ever coming to the police authorities and saying, look, this is what I want to do. Medical marijuana is legal in Michigan. How do I do this? I don't want to break any laws. Have you ever encountered anything?
Well, we've
had
a lot of communication with people in the community asking about the medical marijuana laws and the statutes. And what we do is we just basically state to them what the actual laws and the statutes are. And then they can make that determination whether they want to move forward with a business venture or not.
Michael Yankowski is the new interim police chief in the city of Lansing. Chief, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark.